The movie Town and Country, starring Warren Beatty, went into production nearly 3 years ago. According to press reports, it's had at least a dozen different release dates. It finally opens in theaters today, and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it's not worth the wait.
When a studio withholds critic screenings for a major film until the very last minute, you fear the worst, and with Town and Country, you pretty much get it. It's a would-be romantic comedy that plays like Crime and Punishment, a film that makes as many bad choices as its increasingly desperate characters. You end up feeling more empathy for the actors than the people they portray.
Are you having an affair?
No. Oh, no. No. Yes, I am.
Take Warren Beatty, who plays Porter Stoddard, a married man who has to deal with the increasingly disastrous consequences of his infidelity. When his character complains to a friend with a look of desperation on his face, I don't have a lot of material to work with. It plays like what the French call a cri de cœur, a cry from the heart. It seems to come from deep within the actor himself.
I don't get it.
Come on, are you telling me that in the last 25 years you haven't even...
No.
What? You haven't one time?
No.
You're kidding.
No.
Not once?
No.
Ever?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not making a big deal out of it. I just...
Have you thought about it?
I'm a normal guy, okay?
It's no wonder Beatty sounds upset. Town and Country starts merely tired and stale, with lame ideas for jokes rather than things that are actually funny. Then, without warning, the film goes from indifferent to fiasco in the blink of an eye.
What is that? Fair?
No. How'd you find that out?
Somebody called me. A friend.
Friend? What kind of friend is that?
Stoddard and his wife, Ellie, played by Diane Keaton, are a wealthy New York power couple. We're never quite sure where the family's money actually comes from. The 1930s screwball comedies Town and Country wants to emulate treated wealth the same way. But it makes things like taking a private jet to Paris with best friends Gary Shandling and Goldie Hawn so much simpler. One of the reasons this film is so frustrating is that there are no real explanations for anything.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Fritz was 11 years ago. Griffin and I had an argument. He was from Europe. He didn't speak English, so it does not count.
Oh, it doesn't count?
No.
Oh, I wish I had known that.
A lot of the humor in Town and Country is creaky and derivative, built on shop-worn notions like a fat man getting hit in the rear end by a golf ball and foreigners having difficulty with the English language. British director Peter Chelsom has three offbeat films to his credit. Hear My Song, Funny Bones, and The Mighty, starring Sharon Stone. He was likely hired to bring his trademark whimsy to the proceedings, but except for all too random moments, that quality is not much in evidence. The more delicate the touch, the more painful it can be if it's off the mark, and that's the case here.
Wow, who's reading Solzhenitsyn?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Aren't they great, the Russians? Dostoevsky, Gogol, Turgenev, all that gloom and loneliness and desperation. Are you guys gay?
Hey, I don't mind. You know, a couple of guys out here in the middle of nowhere reading books about men all jammed in prison together.
Town and Country is also not helped by its occasional forays into seriousness, by the awkward moments when we're expected to switch gears and suddenly feel the pain of betrayal that the jilted wives are experiencing. With weak direction and inept writing added to unfocused acting, this film's problems are so deep, you'd need a war crimes tribunal, not a critic, to properly apportion blame.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.